have nothing to disclose. And so hopefully by the end of the session, you'll be able to describe social media utilization patterns between Asians versus non-Asians, and between those who live within versus outside of the U.S., and those who born within versus outside of the U.S. And also discuss implication of race, ethnicity, and the environmental culture on social media utilization. And how we can further the study finding on developing effective social media health intervention. So why do we study this topic? Because really recently there has been a rapid growth of social media, and that does provide us new platform for health communication. And there's a huge potential untapped area of e-health communication to promote desired health behaviors. And really Asians is the largest population in the world, but we still know very little in terms of their social media use and also, you know, some implication for the race, ethnicity, and environmental culture on social media utilization. And so that's really the purpose of the study, try to compare Asians versus non-Asians, those who live and within and outside and born within outside of the U.S. Try to explore potential influence of the race and environment on social media utilization. So our study sample, actually, it was an online survey, so we conduct the survey both within and overseas in higher education setting. We intentionally select higher education setting participants because they are more likely to be the early adopter for social media tool, and Asians were oversampled, so we can potentially do some comparison. For the measurement, it was actually an instrument that we developed. So we have social media indexes, try to use that to measure social media active level, so we call it social media active. So each index was calculated from a composite score of four key social media platforms. So we look at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And so the questions ask about whether you have an account, how long have you been using them, how frequent, to assess their active level. And we use two indexes to measure social media engagement level. And we have divided engagement level into basic engagement behavior versus pro. So basic engagement behaviors, we have 9 items, so that's measure about like whether you like, read, post, share, and comment, and that kind of activity. And pro behavior, so we define as, have you ever used social media to host an event online, or have you created a page, a YouTube channel, and that kind of thing. So in terms of the result, we have 372 people participating, mean age was 28.5, and we have about half Asians, and the other half, we have 30% whites and about 20% blacks, and the rest were other. And about 70% live within the U.S., about 30% overseas. About nearly 60% born in the U.S. and 40% born overseas. So in terms of result, overall Asians reported a shorter history of social media use, and they also stay longer online. So if we look at the graph, we have close to 30% of the Asians spend more than 6 hours a day online versus less than 20% of other race. And they were less likely to stay less than 2 hours online. So Asian overall stay online longer. And when we compare with non-Asians, still we see, but we do see similar level of social media utilization. Including having account frequency level, engagement level, this should be active level, and new social media adoption. And in terms of how long they have used the social media, the non-Asians were more likely to indicate longer use of social media. So that was the results we showed in earlier slides. And Asians were more likely engaging in just basic engagement level activities, and non-Asians were more likely to engage in the pro engagement activities. When we compare those who live within versus outside the U.S., we found out that those who live within the U.S. were more active in various forms of social media utilization, in terms of the active level, the frequency, the length, the potential to adopt new social media platform, or the pro behavior. And when we compare born within versus outside the U.S., we also found out that those who born within the U.S. has longer social media history, higher likelihood to adopt new platform if available, and more advanced level of engagement. We can see the bar over here. Those who were born in the U.S. were also more engaged and active in the social media. So overall, our data show that Asians who were born outside of the U.S. Were newer to the social media and less likely to be advanced user, and those who live in the U.S. regardless of race or ethnicity were normally more social media active and engaged. And so in the future, the social media health intervention development could consider the larger environment cultural in addition to individuals race and ethnicity background. So that's my presentation. Any questions or comments? Yes.
You asked about foreign language platforms, things like in addition to like Twitter, Facebook, but like labels.
Yeah, so that's actually the limitation of the study, because we try to compare all across the board, so we couldn't really just pick a Chinese population and things like that. So we were not able to assess that, but actually that's a good question. We should, you know, in the future to break down the different ethnicity. Yes. Not yet. This is our first attempt to do this analysis, but we do have a plan to publish in the future. Thank you.
I'm sorry if I skipped it over, but how was this funded?
This was an online survey, so it was a pilot, so we hopefully will be able to apply funding for a future research. Yeah, so for online survey, we asked about general like comments and feedback at the end, but we didn't ask what other social media that you were using, so we didn't ask that specifically.
Right, but in the ones that they are using, did you ask the type of information that they either consume or provide on the...
So among those four platforms, I can tell you Facebook is the most popular one. And that could also because it has been in existence for the longest. So over 90% of the participants use Facebook. And that means if we were to do social media health intervention, that would be a great way to reach the most, general population. And YouTube is the second highest one. So about 60% of the people use YouTube. But Twitter or LinkedIn, you know, it was like less than 40%. So there's a lot of like Twitter intervention coming out, but just we need to keep in mind not everyone is on Twitter, and so we can only reach certain group. Yes. Yeah. It's largely from Asia because we already sampled Asia.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
basically English, so they have to speak English. Yeah. So that's really the challenge for doing study among Asia, because we all speak different languages and it's hard to do that. Yes.
So I guess going off of that, differences in utilization between different countries in Asia or people?
And that's why I really, really want to analyze, but we couldn't. And so we had to group, unfortunately, Asia and all together just as one group, and that provides enough sample to compare with non-Asian group. Yeah, we do have age, gender, education, and so there's no difference in terms of age, in terms of gender. They were all similar in similar age, and education. It was interesting to see for more advanced pro social media use behavior, those without college education were more likely to use the pro behavior. And those with graduate degree, college degree, they were more likely to use just basic behavior. So we can see that most people just read or like the most, and they seldom post or even share, comment, so pretty low engagement level. And that's another thing when we want to decide social media health intervention, we need to think of innovative ways to have them better engaged. Otherwise, they can just like read and like and do nothing. So,
how did you advertise
that? We use Snowball sampling because online survey is difficult to get people respond. So we send out survey to individuals who can potentially reach others and follow up that way. It's a convenient sample, so it's not representative. Yes?
Did you ask anything like in regards to health information seeking online?
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we asked about whether they have used social media to seek for health information and how likely they might plan to do that. And if we were have a social media health intervention, how likely would you participate? So we have all those kind of questions. All right, thank you very much.